This is Radio Moscow, and here is the news.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Moscow.
Czechoslovak Radio.
Welcome to Shortwaves on CKUT, Radio McGill, your show that brings you a taste of international broadcasting from the shortwave bands. Today we continue with the second in a series of four programmes on John Peel, the legendary British DJ, and the popular Peel Sessions, studio recordings at the BBC of some of pop's most influential groups. As many listeners are already aware, John Peel can be heard worldwide on the BBC World Service. In Montreal, you can tune into John Peel on the usual BBC frequencies in the 49-metre band at 11:30 p.m. on Monday evenings. Again, in our studio, I welcome Brent Bambury from Brave New Waves on CBC FM.
And you can tune into my show at 11:40 p.m. on Monday evenings, but I'm here anyway. Hi, Boris.
Exactly. Hi. So we're going to continue now and listen to a few tracks off the John Peel Sessions on the Strange Fruit record label. One of our favourite groups is the Gang of Four. And we've got one track we're going to listen to right now. It's called At Home He's a Tourist. And that was recorded on January the 9th, 1979.
We'll be right back.
At Home, He's a Tourist. That's from the Gang of Four, recorded on the 9th of January, 1979. And that's from the John Peel Sessions.
Now, Gang of Four broke up shortly after Montreal appearance. In fact, I think one of their last appearances was a Montreal show. And didn't you promote that show,
exactly,
Boris?
That was in the early 80s, if I recall, 1981, on July the 4th or July the 1st.
So what did you do to them that caused the band to break up?
I don't know. I mean, they were playing they were playing in the Bavarian Beer Gardens at the time. And we had just heard that after our show that one of them walked out, and that was the end of the Gang of Four, unfortunately.
Yeah, a terrific band. A couple of them went on to form Shriekback afterwards. And in fact, Barry Andrews, who was associated with Shriekback, went on to produce a number of Peel Sessions. Now, one of the ways that the Peel Sessions works is that Strange Fruit has to negotiate with both the BBC and with the artists involved in order to get the rights. And some of the artists, it was difficult, because Susie and the Banshees, for instance, again, the band had broken up. They'd parted ways with two of the members. Kenny Morris was one of them. And there wasn't a lot of communication between those ex-members of the band and the members of the band of today. But Joy Division and New Order, both of whom sold many, many Peel Sessions records, said when they were approached, they said anything for John Peel, because they were so indebted to John Peel for what he had done for their career. And of course, as we mentioned last week, the New Order session and the Joy Division sessions have been the biggest selling sessions for Strange Fruit. This is the Joy Division session, recorded January 1979, produced by Bob Sargent, Peter Hook, Bernard Dickin, Stephen Morris, and Ian Curtis, vocalist, and this is called Transmission. We'll be right back. Joy Division and Love Will Tear Us Apart, and a very spirited version of that too from the John Peel session, which was recorded in November of 1979. And one of the things about the John Peel sessions for both Joy Division and New Order is that generally obscurities tend to end up on these as well. So for collectors, they're a must. And these were heavily bootlegged for years and years before they became available through the Strange Fruit sessions. But Love Will Tear Us Apart is from the session which came out in November of 79.
And even if you go on Camden Street in London, I'm sure you've been, and there's many stalls where they sell hundreds of cassettes of all kinds of bands.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these are pirated off
the pirate cassette. Yeah. And it's funny because a lot of bands will walk into those and they'll just see their name on a cassette and they'll say, "I'm taking this. Thank you very much." And before that, we heard from Joy Division Transmission. That's from an earlier session. And of course, 6 months after that, later session.
Exactly. And now we're moving on to one of John Peel's all time favorite bands, The Fall. Yes, he loves them. He plays them every night, I think. But I've heard them very, very often on the John Peel show. And I don't know, somehow he's in love with this band. And what's the track we're going to play, Brent?
We're going to play No Christmas for John Key. And The Fall here is before the days of Brix Smith in the band, Marky Smith, Martin Brahma, Yvonne Powlett, Carl Burns on drums, and Mark Riley is the bassist. This is No Christmas for John Key.
Rocket on the show. Did you know the X in Xmas is substitute cross for Christ? A 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4. No Christmas for John Key. 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 Well, Paris ritual and Paris teacher. And when you find an agenda reacher, there is no Christmas for John Key. you could say he was into nicotinic acid. Down the chimney, good Saint Nicholas.
Fall, no Christmas for John Key. That's from the session recorded in 78. This is the most sessioned band by John Peel.
Exactly.
He's done no more sessions than anybody with the Fall.
I think apparently he's done about 7 sessions, and he loves the Fall. One of his favorites now are also The Wedding Present, who've had a few problems releasing their latest LP, which is called Ukrainska John Peela.
Yeah.
And they attribute that album to actually John Peel.
Well, it's funny because The Wedding Present is another band that John Peel pushed a lot at the beginning and has really tried to help them along the way. They had the same shambling sound that The Fall has had over 10 years. This next track is Madness. And Madness broke up around the end of 1985, but they were a remarkably consistent band. Their last album was a terrific album. Didn't do very well, and I think that discouraged them. Woody Woods Woodgate, who's the drummer, was recently in Montreal with Voice of the Beehive. He's now drumming with Voice of the Beehive. Other members of Madness, there was a splinter group called The Madness, formed by a couple of former members for a while, but it didn't seem to do very well. And this is from a session which they recorded in 1979 for Peel. It's called Bed and Breakfast Man.
Didn't really mind. He used to come round all the time.
Madness. And Bed and Breakfast Man from the session which they recorded in 1979 for John Peel on the Strange Fruit label. How can you not love this band? I think that's a great track.
Oh, I love them. And they only played in Montreal just once.
Yeah, just one time.
One time, the early 80s, I think, at the Broadway Live.
Oh, yeah. Were you involved in that one, too?
No, I wasn't. No, not that one.
Okay.
So continuing, if you just tuned in, I mean, you've missed a really good show. I mean, there's only a few minutes left, but you're listening to Shortwaves and our special edition on the John Peel Sessions, one of the legendary British DJs that's broadcasting on the Shortwave bands. He's been on for about 21 years now. And just to finish off, one of my favorites from the John Peel Sessions is Tubeway Army, which was the beginnings there of Gary Numan. And one of my favorite tracks is Down in the Park. That was recorded, let me just have a look here, 10th of January 1979. And we'll be back again next week with the third in our series on John Peel. You're listening to Shortwaves. This has been a CKUT Radio McGill production. And thanks a lot to Brent for coming in.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.